You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and that means commentator Archie McDonald is with us. Today, he gives a shout-out to all the beloved mothers who shaped him.
This is a heads-up for anyone who needs it. Sunday is Mother's Day, and you don't want to forget that. In all this modern celebration of diversity, we can embrace one indisputable, shared, common denominator, our mothers. Americans have been observing Mother's Day since 1908, and I've been involved over two-thirds of that time. It has been joy amplified because I have been blessed with so many mothers. Let's start with Purnima Tula Cowan McDonald Tucker, the lady who endured the process of producing me. She was called Nim by all who knew her. We lived with relatives in the fashion of those Depression times, so my other mothers included my mother's mother, known as Mama to all, even me, my mother's slightly older sister, Johnny, and my grandmother's sister, Nancy Lavinia Kraft, straight-laced and dignified as was this family matriarch who supported us all financially and emotionally. Aunt Vinnie seemed a better name. Perfect child that I was, in the eyes of Aunt Vinnie at least, Mama and Aunt Johnny still felt the need to apply some discipline to hone the product a little more. And Mother, such a formal name for a truly gentle person, arbitrated. Mother shared me is what she did, unselfishly, with two maiden aunts with no other child on which to pour out maternal feelings. Fate denied them husbands and reproduction, but did not blunt their desire to nurture. Up there are ways I call myself a perfect child. Spoiled is what I was and am. Who wouldn't be with all those mothers, especially after another lady took over the job of taking care of me, and then became the mother of our sons and the grandmother of, at last, a nearly perfect granddaughter. Last winter, I witnessed the full, throttle-wide-open, flaps-up force of maternal love. A mother, not my own, I've personalized this enough, battling the system for the well-being of her child. It was a wonder to behold. A few years ago, Bell South ran a television commercial featuring Bear Bryant, Alabama's legendary football coach. It was based on a true story. A player's mother had written to the Bear to inquire about a son from whom she had not heard since he left for school. Bryant summoned the young man and made him write a letter to his mother while he watched, and made sure he wrote a week after that, too. In the commercial, Bryant tells the player, "Call your mama," then added, "I sure wish I could call mine." I had occasion to ask Paul Bryant Jr. about this. He said his dad had ad-libbed the last line straight from the heart. The producer swore he would never have asked Bryant to do that, but he was happy that he had, on camera, transformed a commercial into prayer. Mother left us on the eve of Mother's Day in 1999. That great and loving heart that warmed the world for 85 years surrendered her spirit, but the glow of that warmth nourishes me still. Come Sunday, you be sure to call your mama. I sure wish I could call mine.
Commentator Archie McDonald joins us each Friday morning at 7:35. You can download previous commentaries from our website at redriverradio.org.
Of Nagar, Shukrokoliko, she's Lemash and Yarkar.